Once he had gone, in the early hours of the morning of the 9th of September 1087, a shocking scene took place.
His closest followers now paid their last respects to William by all deserting him, racing off to the four corners of the kingdom to secure their land and property, leaving the corpse to be looted by the servants, naked, bloated, and beginning to putrefy on the monastery floor.
So the man who'd spent his life taking whatever he could, by whatever means possible, was finally robbed of everything, even his dignity. Perhaps the hand of God had decided that this was a fitting end. As for his old antagonist, Harold, he certainly didn't stay buried on the shore facing the channel, as some Norman historians suggested. Rumours had it that he had escaped and was living as a hermit. But another story is much more likely to be the truth, that once it was safe, the female survivors of the family took Harold's remains and had them interred here at Waltham Abbey. According to William and the Pope, Harold was supposed to have been a despoiler of the church, deserving of destruction. But the monks at Waltham didn't seem to agree, for they secretly buried him and prayed for his soul. Somewhere then, beneath the columns and arches of this Romanesque church, is the last Anglo-Saxon king, literally part of the foundations of Norman England.